This is Pacifica National Board meeting on May 18th. We have a proposed agenda, and the first part of the agenda is public agenda, and the second part would be executive session, where we'll be discussing some legal and personnel issues. I want to make a statement. My name is Sarv Randhawa, and I'm acting as chair. Mr. Adelson has requested that he be excused from his duties as chair between May 18th and July 22nd. So we'll deal with that when we get to the agenda. Mary is our secretary. Mary, would you please take a roll call and see if we have quorum?
Okay. Rip Robbins.
Present.
Lori Taguma. A.C. Bird. Ambrose Lang.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Present.
Thomas Ruffin. Lisa Davis.
Present.
Ray LaForest. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Bertold Reimers.
Here.
Oh, good. Thank you. Evelyn Bethune. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Sandra Rowline.
Here.
Michael Woodson. Okay. Dave Adelson. I think he's in the airport. Lydia Razan.
Here.
Margaret Prescott. Don White.
Here.
Mary Berg is here. Sandra Halpman.
Here.
Barb Randhawa.
Here.
And LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Is there anybody whose name I didn't call? I heard some more people coming on.
Lori Taguma.
Great. Welcome. Here you are.
Hey.
Hey. Anybody Thank else you. That whose name I didn't call?
Ray.
Oh, great.
Well, I was on, so if you call, I didn't hear.
No, you weren't here. Yeah. Anybody else? How about A.C. Bird, Thomas Ruffin, Evelyn Bethune, Michael Woodson, Dave Adelson, Margaret Prescott? Okay. Oops. Who came on? I think someone.
Hello?
Who came on? Well, who just joined? Who are you?
Oh, this is Dan Siegel.
Oh, Dan. Hi. Great.
Hi, Dan.
Okay.
Hi.
Great.
What are you guys all doing? Waiting for a quorum?
No, we have a quorum. We're streaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a quorum already. Okay.
Do we have Lonnie and Greg?
We do.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
So in addition to our board members, we have our executive director, Greg Guma, our CFO, Lonnie Hicks, and our foundation counsel, Dan Siegel. before I start the meeting, I would like to ask that we somebody make a motion that Dave Adelson's request to be excused from his duties as chair between May 18th and July 22nd.
I so move.
Be approved. Any discussion on that or any objections to that? If no objections, Dave will be excused from his duties as chair between May 18th and July 22nd.
There is
somebody is.
Yeah.
Please mute yourself. Thank you. Yes.
Is a mute? Is that a what is it? Pound six or star six or
star six?
Star
six.
Star six.
I think it's pound one on this one, but
does anybody know whether it's star six?
Well, here I'll try it.
This is star six.
Oh, it's star six. You've done that. Okay.
Thank you. So the next is approval of the agenda.
So move.
The agenda okay. Right now is okay.
Okay. Ambrose moved to adopt the agenda, and I seconded it. Mary Burke seconded it.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, the personnel committee report is a public session item.
So you're adding it to the agenda?
Well, it was already previously announced when Dave had originally put out the items, but I just think there was probably some assumptions that it would be that it was executive session. It's a public session.
You're talking about the search committee report. It's on the.
No, I'm talking about the personnel committee report.
Oh.
Let me ask you, Lydia. Do you you are the chair of the committee?
Yes, I am.
Are there any sections you think that they need to be discussed in the executive session?
No, there's a related motion, but it didn't come out of our committee. It was just a PMB motion, which I think you've already listed for executive session.
So is there a way that we could do it at the same time when we're doing that executive session, that motion?
No, the personnel committee report is a public session item. It is based on a public session committee that took place. Committee
okay,
meeting
so,
that took place.
So
let's just add it.
Okay.
This is Bertold.
Yes.
I move that
yes,
we, and I move to amend the agenda to add personnel
okay.
committee report as the fifth item on this agenda.
Second.
Do we move it on the executive
second.
Session?
Can I have a point of information, sir?
How much time would that take, Bertold?
How much
30 minutes,
Matt.
Probably
15
minutes.
Hello, I would
Lydia?
Say about 15. Hi, 15 minutes, I would say.
15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
All right. So, just a second here. Hold on. So we add on the item 5, personnel committee report, 15 minutes. Any objections to that?
Point of information, if I'm not mistaken, the way the agenda is, was numbered item 3 was twice. So this will be item 6, will it not?
Yes. That's right. My mistake.
Sir, I have a point of information before I can vote.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lydia, what kind of file is this? I appreciate getting that report, but it says on my Mac that it's a binary file. What kind of file is this?
I have no idea. I opened it up in Word. Chandra sent it to me, and then I simply modified it.
All right, I'll try other things. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
I have a Mac, and it's a Word document.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so item 6 would be personnel committee for 15 minutes. And we subtract that from our executive session then, 15 minutes?
Yeah, right. Yes, it's public, not private.
Oh, okay.
We're moving it from the executive session.
Okay, we'll subtract from executive session when we get there.
All
right. Any objections to that? Any objections to item adding personnel committee report that's only applicable to the public session? Any objections to that?
No.
None. Okay. It's approved.
Mary Berg, I have something I'd like to change.
What? Okay, go ahead.
I suggest that in view of the time constraints, in view of the necessity, the digital distribution report be put last because the other things we must do tonight. And if we get to it, okay, but if not, at least we'll have done the other things. So I would like to move that from item 3 to be item 6. And move everything up accordingly.
This is Lydia. I would object.
Me too.
Okay.
well,
I'm still making it as a motion because maybe others don't.
Yeah.
And we need to get to the search committee report. We need to set the
file's
next meeting.
But as a matter of convenience for all of us, could we adopt procedures that of technical, just small things like that, moving from one item to another, things like procedural type of things, that if we could take one or two people on one side, one or two on the other side, and for they speak about a couple of minutes, and then we move on, and 2 minutes each, would that be all right? I think we have adopted it as a kind of universal philosophy procedure when Dave Adelson was chair,
yes.
And I think that works very well. So on this item, anybody wants to speak on it?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, the digital distribution has been the centerpiece of our discussions at the PMB meetings, and we had said that it was a priority, and we need to move forward on it if we want to get something productive done. And I know that the ad is imposed. Anyway, there has been progress made on it. We absolutely need to do this. In terms of, I mean, the search committee report may or may not take very long, actually. And then, and the personnel committee report, as I said, that's now like a brief item. So I don't see the necessity. And also personnel and search both have written reports, albeit they were sent to you late. But we have, you know, other means of getting the information. Okay.
Point of order from Bertold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bertold. What's the point of order?
Okay. And to save time, since this motion was not second, can we just move on and just move on to the next item?
The
motion was
not
second. It would be nice if no one seconded and we can move on to the next item.
I heard a second for that motion.
Was there a second for the motion?
Did anyone second it?
Okay, no second, then we just leave it the way it is.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Mary Bird. I would like at least to set the meeting date because we have to do that. And then we have motions. I would like to set the meeting date probably the next item because
all
we
right.
really need to do that while people are still here. And then we had already two motions to rescind were noticed to be on this agenda. Is that on the executive session agenda or this one?
They will be in the executive session.
Okay,
point of order, you guys.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Then
yes.
I take that back. Then I just am saying I would like to move the meeting date to be the very next item.
And I will object to that if it is seconded.
We don't want to set.
Just 1 second. Hold it. Is there any second to Mary's motion?
I second.
There's no second.
I second it, then Chandra.
Thank you.
Chandra seconded. Okay. Anybody want to oppose that?
I'd just like to ask a question.
Well, please. What's the question?
The question is, what time did this meeting start? And don't all these items have a time limit, and shouldn't we go on those? I mean, what time did the meeting start so we know what we have for each thing?
All right.
It started at 5:13.
Okay.
8:13 Eastern.
Okay.
So that's 13 minutes late.
What we do is... If you all agree that somebody can keep track of time, and is there anybody who can keep track of time? Sandra, can you do that? Would you be here?
I'll keep
Sandra
track
Robinson?
Of time for this meeting.
Who is this
person? Hey, there's Thomas.
Okay.
Oh, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
I didn't know you were on.
Could you keep track of these times?
Okay.
And also, please show us a courtesy that, you know, when four or five people speak at the same time, very, very difficult. It's very difficult. So just one at a time, and then we can, you know, we can get through this. Otherwise,
okay. This is Lydia.
Night. Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so I have a couple of recommended dates that might come up as a result of other agenda items, since these are special meetings anyway, and I think that we need to determine, given the nature of both this and executive session items, that we may need to either continue a meeting or set a meeting that is sooner than we might have anticipated. And I don't think we will have the knowledge to do that until later in the meeting. So for that reason, I would recommend that we not do so.
All right.
Okay.
Anyone else? Anyone else who is in favor of getting to the...
If I can, I'd like to say a brief word.
Sure, go ahead.
I noticed that at the last meeting we had, for reasons that none of us anticipated, I'm sure, many of the members had to get off the call. And at this time, we're having some very important meetings, and I'm sure that all of us would like to participate in setting the schedule for these meetings. So it might do well for us to set the schedule earlier so that we all participate in that. So for that reason, I had the impression that that's why Mary was making the motion, but I might be mistaken.
Correct.
But that's the reason why I would support the motion.
You're absolutely correct.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mary Berg, can I speak to that? I take Lydia's point, but I think if we set the date, at least it may stay the same, it may not. At least we'll have a date that most people can work around. We'll have at least that much information. Should we have to try to set something later, it's really not very good the way we've had to do that with half the people gone. So this, I'd still prefer to do this, even if we have to change it for the reasons Lydia cites.
All right, thank you. All right, anyone else? No one else? We can take a vote. Mary, could you take a vote? Whether to approve the...
This is to amend the agenda. This is an agenda.
To amend the agenda.
Yeah, to
move,
make
setting
the
up the
setting
date.
Setting of the meeting date.
As item two.
As item two.
As item two.
Yeah. Okay, Rip Robin? Rip.
I pass.
Okay. Lori Taguma. Lori.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what we're amend the agenda.
We're voting whether... to amend the agenda to put setting of the next meeting date immediately following this current item.
No.
Oh, you want to vote no. Okay. A.C. Bird, are you present?
Yes, I'm present, but I'm,
okay.
I don't understand.
Okay, how would you?
Do you well, I'm not going to, I'm going to pass for now.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Oops. Thomas Ruffin.
Yes. To move the date, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
To move the setting of the date. Yeah. Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
Pass.
You pass? Okay. Bob Lederer.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Berthold Reimers.
Yes.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune, are you present at the moment? Evelyn? Okay. Wendy Schrell?
No.
Okay. Sandra Brawlein. Sandra? She's muted. I'll come back to you, Sandra. Michael Woodson, are you present at the moment? Dave Adelson, are you on this call? Lydia Brazon.
Yes. Okay. I changed.
Oh, okay. People do. See, it shows too that people do. Margaret Prescott, are you present on this call?
Okay. Are you about ready to...
Wait.
Whoever you are, you're not Margaret.
No, I don't think you're Margaret, unless she's changed an awful lot. Okay. Don White?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Mary Berg votes yes. Chandra Halpern?
Yes.
Barb does not vote. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have some that passed. Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Okay. And A.C. Bird?
I'm going to pass still.
Okay. You get one. Ray LaForest.
Oh, that's good.
One.
Huh? Ray?
That's what I want. Okay. I don't know.
If I don't answer, it means I'm...
Mary, would you state precisely what we're voting on to change?
I'm simply... This is very simple. It's just to set the item The next meeting date is now item 5. I'm proposing to make it item 2 so that the most people are here can have
a meeting date. The next meeting date. Okay, I vote yes.
Okay. So that now, I only have Ray LaForest who
passed.
I
vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay. Anybody whose name I did not call? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes. And 2 I have no. 2 no and 2 abstentions. So it passes. Okay?
Thank you. So item 2, item 5 becomes item 2. Anything else on this agenda? Is there any objection to approving this agenda? As amended.
Let's see. Since we have, there's one thing I'd like to make one change. The time already is quite far over where we would be now, so could we just say where we want to cut the time off of rather than let things just.
I said 9:30 as in the agenda.
Bertold? Just 1 second. Hold on. Go ahead, Mary. What are you saying?
Well, I believe that we're 25 minutes over the time that we should be at this point. This should be 10 minutes after 8, and it's 8:35. So where do we want to cut the 25 minutes? Can we take that now before, rather than just...
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Well, just if we do that, then it's going to take a whole bunch of time as we decide which things to take it off of. I mean, it's our fault we took this long to approve the agenda.
Right.
So I don't see. It seems to me we just we're approving the agenda with those time limits. So let's just go. It's the time limits that are on the thing, and hopefully, let's try real hard and not take all the time we allotted.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Let's move on.
All right. Who's that?
That's Bertold.
Bertold, please, that's, I don't know what kind of a point of information or point of order. Just plain
move
old
the
order.
Agenda, he's saying.
I'm moving.
All right.
I'm saying
move,
let's move the order of the
we'll
day,
the
you know,
agenda.
And then we get
he's
to 9:30.
All right.
He's moving the agenda.
So is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? If not, the agenda is approved as amended. So the next item on the agenda is...
setting the meeting.
Setting the meeting. I can suggest some date, I think, but and then you guys can suggest your own. About 3 weeks from now. That'd be like June 8th or something like that. June 8th at the same time.
Point of order.
Sure, go ahead.
We had gone with the PNB had approved that we would be alternating between Fridays and Mondays. So wouldn't the next one be a Monday?
Well, I don't recall that motion. Does anybody else recall that?
That was the year before. I don't know that we did that for this year, but I don't think we got that far.
We went through a whole lot of different votes, and that was the... the pattern we had established.
Margaret, this is Lydia.
Glad to have you.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Hi.
Mary,
yes,
Mary, Mary.
We did go through the votes, and Dave said in passing that most of them were Friday and Monday, but he never put out a calendar or anything of that sort. So it was never like made official. He just mentioned it in passing. So I don't think we're tied to that. I think we need to just find out when most people can attend. If you want to throw in Monday, I wouldn't have an objection. But
should I move that we have this agenda on Monday, June the 11th? And let's kind of just accept that. And if it's not right, we'll kind of...
Bertold, I'm sorry, but we can't accept that just because you say everybody accepts it. These other people...
I'm making a motion.
Okay, if you want to make a motion on that, you don't need to make a motion. Maybe we can entertain about 3-4 dates, and then see which
the
majority
audit committee
of the people
is meeting, Ben, so a good many boards.
Which meeting? Sorry, this is Margaret. What meeting are we discussing?
The next Pacifica National Board meeting.
The in-person meeting?
No, on the phone.
No.
Telecom.
Next month's teleconference.
And one
okay,
date I suggested.
June 8th. I would like to make that motion of June 8th.
I second June 8th.
June 8th?
Okay.
Okay, one
date
is June 8th.
Can we just make a vote on June 8th and try and decide if that's it? And
thank you.
How many? Should we get? Are there any other dates proposed? Could we find out so that we could just do them?
Yeah, this is LaVarn.
Yes, LaVarn.
Monday, June would be 11th, as Bertil had said earlier. I guess you didn't
June 11th.
Quite remember that.
Okay. Any other dates?
This is Wendy. I make a comment that can I speak?
What's it regarding, Wendy?
That we should just keep in mind that we have a lot of really pressing business, and so we might want to do it in 2 weeks instead of 3 weeks, that's all.
Well, thank you. You can suggest a date if you like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to object to June 8th. I mean, I guess we can call an emergency meeting if we need one, or June 11th. But
okay,
I think let's
you.
Go with two and vote.
Okay, thank you. All right. How many, Mary, could you find out how many people can make on the 8th and how many
can
make
how
on the
11th? Yeah, how many people can make it June 8th?
Can anybody not
others.
Make it June 8th?
Yeah.
Can anybody not?
Let's do it. Okay.
Yeah, this is LaVarn. June 8th. This is June 8th at the Friday meetings. We've talked about this numerous times in the past. And today is Friday. We're having a meeting. I cannot make Friday, June 8th.
No, it's
it'll be difficult
June?
To make. Monday is
oh, you're right. It is a Friday meeting.
Yeah. And what is today? Oh, Friday, yeah.
And you can't do Friday meetings?
No, Friday meetings are like, you know, I have religious observances on that day.
Okay. Well, shall we just go through the list and see?
Yeah, go ahead and take...
why don't we just ask...
Maybe take a roll call. Who can...
Could I make a suggestion that we suggest that
sure.
we either vote for the 8th, the 11th, or neither, and that way when I call on you, we don't have to go through the list twice.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
This is absolutely can't make it on those dates vote, right? Not what
That's
you prefer.
Right. Well, is that what we're saying? What we prefer or what we
cannot? Go ahead, Mary, just...
Well,
I think we need to be clear on what we're doing. I was going to ask which day people preferred, the 8th, the 11th, or they can't do either. But
well, if they prefer it, that means they can make it.
Yeah.
And if they cannot make either one, they just say neither.
Yes, I think
that's
best.
Does that make, is that okay? All right.
That makes
we'll
sense.
Like that.
So.
All right. So, Rip, the 8th or the 11th or neither?
Let's see, the 8th is, okay, yes, I can make both.
You could make both?
Oh, yeah, you have to add both.
Okay, so I'll put yes for both, okay? Lori? Lori? Hello, Lori?
Someone just fell off.
Yeah, it's really quiet. I'll come back to Lori. Okay, AC Bird. AC? It's really quiet.
We're here.
Okay, you're there anyway, Wendy. It's really quiet. Ambrose Lane?
Prefer the 8th.
Hey, okay, you got it. At least writing it down, not the date set. Rob Robinson?
I prefer the 8th.
Okay. Thomas Ruffin?
I prefer the 8th. The 11th would be terribly, terribly inconvenient.
Okay. Lisa Davis.
The 8th.
Ray LaForest.
11.
Okay. Bob Lederer.
8th.
Okay. Berthold Reimers.
I stick with the Haitian vote, 11.
I like to see you Haitian thing together. There you go. All right. Let's see. Evelyn, are you on this call at this time? Evelyn Bethune. Yes, she is not. Okay. Wendy Schrill.
I can do both.
And Sandra Rawline. Hello, Sandra. I'll come back to her. She must be muted. Michael, Sandra, is that you? Okay, Michael Woodson, have you joined us in the meanwhile? Are you present? Guess not. Okay, Dave Adelson, are you present? Guess not. Lydia Brazon.
The eighth.
Okay, Margaret Prescott. Margaret, you want me to come back to you? You're muted? I'll come back to Margaret. Okay, White.
The eighth.
Okay. Mary Berg, let's see. Well, I could do both, I guess. We have an audit committee meeting on the 8th, but the 8th, we'll have to change it, it looks like. Okay. Chandra Halpin.
Either.
Okay. Sarv Randhawa, you do speak in this.
It is fine.
Okay. Lavarne, you said not Fridays.
I believe I said Monday. I'll stick with the Haitian
okay.
Too.
Okay. Well, I just want to give you a chance to change your mind.
Oh, no. Monday.
Okay. Lori Taguma, are you unmuted? Are you here? Which day?
I am.
Okay.
My son keeps dying for...
Yeah,
Margaret, I fell off the call. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, let me get Margaret. Okay, Margaret, which day is...
On the 8th.
Okay. Now, Lori, which date for you? The 8th or the 11th, or you cannot do either?
The 11th for me.
Okay, for you. Okay. Ambrose Lane.
As I already said, the 8th.
No, I didn't hear you. I just said I'd come back to you.
Oh, okay, the 8th.
You were so soft and dulcet. I didn't hear you. Okay. Sandra Rawline. Sandra, are you there?
As far as you know, she's got it.
Sandra Rowland, are you muted or did you leave? Well.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. There's 5 minutes left for this item.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Sandra.
Thank you, Thomas.
Sandra's not apparently here or not answering, so we'll just go ahead. It's pretty. There are one, two, three.
Point of information, Mary, did you get AC? Because I thought you called him and he
I did get
him.
AC. I got everybody but
I'm back on. I'm back
I
on.
I got you.
Eight.
You said the 8th. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 for the 8th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for the 11th. So I think it's the 8th seems to have it, and we'll have to change the audit committee meeting somehow.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So the meeting will be held on the 8th of June. Would that be all right if we can meet at 5:30 Pacific time rather than 5? Is that possible?
I would definitely support that.
On the road. Thank you.
You would what? Pardon me, Ray, could you repeat what you said?
He said yes.
Yes. 5:30
8:30 he would support?
So the next PNB meeting would be held on June 8th at 8:30 Eastern Time.
Mr. Chair, the point of, I don't know, what, can we check with the other Eastern Coast people to see that they are on the call? Is that okay with them?
I asked for them
didn't object.
Nobody said anything.
Okay.
I don't object.
Okay.
I have to ask for a memorial for a friend who died. And I
thank you very much.
More time.
Jeez, Ray.
I know.
No more death.
All right.
I'm still around.
So the next PNB meeting will be held at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on June 8th.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And now we move to the next item. Next item is our ED report. And Greg, are you there?
I'm right here.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay. I'll try to be brief to move this thing along. I want to start by giving you a couple of dates to sort of put in your notebooks that are kind of important coming up. One is Friday, June 29th, which is approximately 1 month before the PMB meeting scheduled for Los Angeles. And as per our attempts to keep the costs down and schedule things promptly, we're asking that everyone try to have their flights booked by that date. That's before the July 4th holiday, so that would be June 29th. And then the other date to keep in mind is July 13th, also a Friday, which is the date that any reports would be due to be collated for the board packet. So that would refer to any committee chairs who can get those reports in by that date. I'd like to talk briefly about some programming, elections, some election issues, and a little bit about administrative updates. On the programming side, we'll be very active in the coverage of the World U.S. Social Forum taking place in Atlanta at the end of June, June 27th to July 1st. We're going to be covering that in partnership with AMARC and WRFG and others. There'll be 60-minute daily broadcasts in English, 30 minutes also in Spanish and in French. We have commitments from four of the five stations, KPFT, KPFK, WBAI, and KPFA, on board for the English broadcast, and WPFW is also considering it. Also, we're trying to organize, we've submitted a workshop proposal to train journalists at the site, and that might even include them developing some audio for part of those broadcasts. So it's a very exciting process and has the enthusiastic support of the managers. In June also, we'll have a special for broadcast on June 10th on the 40th anniversary of the Israeli invasion of Palestine. Nora Barros-Friedman of KPFA is a coordinating producer of that. It's her proposal. She's going to be working with others on the issue. Again, we have four stations committed to running that program. It'll be a tape program. Some may run it on that day, the 10th. Others may run it, and because it's a Sunday, may run it on the following day, the 11th. We are discussing how to cover Juneteenth and Gay Pride Day. Juneteenth falls in two station drives, and there is local production being developed, and WPFW is definitely developing something, and we may showcase local programming on that day and try to promote it for the network and affiliates. On Gay Pride Day, some people at KPFA are working on a proposal, but the problem there is that different cities celebrate it on different days, and we will have some content options, but it's harder to coordinate a national broadcast. And we're also talking about some alternative coverage of U.S. Independence Day in July. That's in a more preliminary stage, and we might try to incorporate some of the constitutional FCC and obscenity issues that we're dealing with as part of the programming mix for that. Since July 3rd is the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in the FCC versus Pacifica, the Carlin dirty word case. A couple more items on the programming. We're looking at various program evaluation tools at the moment. Nathan Moore is working on that, and we're going to try to very soon come up with a template that we can use at all the stations. We're pursuing a project also. Brian DeShazer at the Archives is really leading this to develop a lot of content relating to 1968. And we've identified, or Brian and Addie Gevins and Lonnie, who was down in L.A. this week, have identified more than 200 tapes, which we're going to be shipping out for preservation. A lot of different topics, the Chinese Cultural Revolution, the Czech invasion, student strikes, and so on. And in many cases, this is the only kind of audio record of many of these events, and so we're moving ahead with creating content for that project. You also received earlier this evening, though some of you may not have time to look at it, a response to a request made by several board members for an opinion on posting of some of our content on other websites. And that has been sent to you. It is a confidential opinion, and I hope you'll read it, and perhaps at some later date we can have a discussion about it. Casey Peters is here in Berkeley today, and at the beginning of next week, with the staff on a management call today, and was reviewing the new procedures with them. And he wants a system for tracking volunteers and unpaid staff hours to be in place at each station by June 1st in order to begin tracking that for the following 3 months. You saw a preliminary version of some of these procedures several weeks ago, and I can provide you in a written version of this report with many more details about what that process is. It's somewhat complex, so I don't want to take up time here on the call going into too many details, but simply to say that he's on top of it, and we hope to be much more proactive in tracking hours and other parts of the election process this year. In the area of administration, the operations group met on May 4th and again on May 18th today. They've been discussing budget development, on-air fund drives, the anti-harassment training, obscenity policy, the status of the CABs, which actually they have been reestablished and reinstituted at the various stations, and more recently discussed the election procedures and upcoming specials and fund drives and the ED search process, which we'll be discussing later. The PDs are also starting to meet on their own. They met on May 8th very productively, and they're going to again meet as a group on May 29th. The annual evaluation process for national and management staff has been initiated. About 11 people will be involved in that, and I'll be conducting interviews in June and July with the reports to be generated in August and reported out to you on the board in September. Concerning the Democracy Now! Negotiations, we've heard back from Democracy Now! From Dennis Moynihan. And he says that their general manager will be the contact person for that. Unfortunately, we do not yet have a date from them for the first meeting. I've been pressing hard for that, but they have their own process to go through. On the digital distribution consultant, that is a separate item, and so I can wait to report to you on what we've done to post that job. I do want to mention one or two more things. One is that the spring mail drop is going very well. We've raised almost as much as it costs in less than a month, and we've had over 2,000 responses so far, and I'd say we were within a matter of days of being in profit on this mailing, which is quite good. It's as good as Lonnie would probably report to you as some of the best mailings we've had. We are having some staff turnover in Berkeley, and therefore we're arranging for temporary hires as jobs. We will have a temporary administrative assistant in training in the office here next week, and we have sent the job description to Pacifica.org and KPFA for posting on their websites. We posted the human resource director job on Pacifica.org, and we sent it to all the station websites for posting, as well as to Craigslist, and we're already receiving applications. Other postings are being considered for that as well, depending on the cost. We may, however, have to do an interim hire for HR. We're not sure yet. We're debating that. Phil is assisting in the meantime. And I believe also Lonnie has some news about a change in the finance office. I would conclude by basically leaving that to him and then open for questions. Say anything about finance?
Sure. Just one thing. Before you go to finance, Greg, I had received a mail from Casey Peters. He wanted to hire the local station election supervisors, and he wanted to make sure that we had the funds for it. Do you know if somebody responded to his mail?
Well, he was here today, and we were discussing that, and he also discussed it with Lonnie. What he would like to do is to hire them in a number of cases a month earlier than was originally budgeted. We are beginning to post those jobs, but at this point, it is not yet really resolved as to whether he can do the hires in advance of July 1st. It does affect individual station budgets since these costs are chargeable back to stations. And so we are trying to work that out. We might be able to adjust some other aspects of the elections budget to accommodate him. But as far as I know, that was not resolved in the conversation that Lonnie had with Casey today.
Okay.
Excuse me, so Mr. Chair, there are 5 minutes left on this item.
Yeah, and Lonnie has one item to tell you about finance, I think.
Okay. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yes. Alvin Yip, who's our internal auditor, he is leaving us. He has got an offer that's very, very good for him. He's got a two-year-old, and, you know, we've been talking for a year or so, and he's got a 25% increase in his salary, and he wants to be in the for-profit area. He's a CPA, and he thinks that that's there's an opportunity to work with SEC filings, which is something he was very interested in. He will be around. He'll be in Walnut Creek, and he'll has offered to continue to work with us. We too will be hiring a temp, and we've got we'll post it on democracy.org, and we posted it on Craigslist, and have about 8 or 9. Resumes. But we'll miss him, Alvin. Alvin is an integral part of our staff, and we're all looking to see how we can fill in for him working with that temp. So we've got, we're in good shape, though. We created some systems that that will be available to a new person coming in. So we won't have to create books or restructure books as we did when we first moved into this office. So he's leaving us June 1st, and we will miss him. He's
yes.
a very, very, very nice person, and, of course, very, very competent.
Okay. Did you hear my question about the election supervisor asking if the funds were available to hire the local station? No, Lonnie?
Yes, I did. I did. I did discuss it with Casey today, and I told him we'd have to look at it Monday, Tuesday, when we get a better sense of how these drives are going, because the answer to that question about extra money is related to the drive. So we, at this point, I don't have an answer for him, and we're looking to look at each station and see how they feel about it and what they feel they can afford.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, there's 2 minutes left on this item.
Thank you.
This is Lydia. May I ask a question?
And Rob.
Go ahead, Lydia.
After Lydia.
Yes, I would like to have the item of the local election supervisors being hired early on the June 8th agenda as an agenda item. I think it's a really important one for us to hear back.
Rob?
Yes, this is to Greg. Mr. Peters indicated that he wanted to hear from us about the elections process at the last board meeting here in D.C., and I sent him an email after his presentation. I've had no acknowledgement or response from him.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. If I'd known about this 5 minutes ago, he was just in the room. But I'll certainly ask him whether he got your email and ask him to respond. Sure. Do you have the date that you sent that?
It was whatever date the Sunday of the meeting was.
If you could forward it to me, I'll make
sure.
I'll
send a copy of it to you, obviously, Greg.
And then I'll see it. And I'll see him on Monday morning and make sure he.
Sal, this is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yes.
I'd like to get on the stack, Margaret, for a question.
It's for Greg.
Okay.
Since we're discussing whether or not we'll have enough money from the. For the fundraising, the present fundraising, are you familiar with some of the specifics involved in attempting to hire those local coordinators, supervisors earlier?
Well, I mean, we're talking about, we have a kind of a summary of what it costs. We're talking about a difference of 2 or 4 weeks. The impact on local budgets would be in the... You know, in each case would probably be, I hesitate to say exactly, but probably a couple of thousand dollars I'm also talking to him about whether all of them need to be hired early or whether some of them could be hired early and others not. But again, as Lonnie says, it's not budgeted for at the moment, and whether we can budget for it depends on how we assess the station drives.
Thank you.
Margaret?
Yes, I wanted to ask something about programming, and I'm wondering, given the fact that Mumia Abu-Jamal's oral arguments were heard in a very, very historic case on the 17th, and judgment is expected sometime between 45 and 90 days, I'm wondering if, as Pacifico, we shouldn't consider doing like a national special on that case. You know, as soon as possible, but certainly during the time before the judgment comes back. And I just wondered what Greg, what you thought of that, and perhaps what other people thought of that. Also, I just wanted to add in here, I came into the meeting late on the agenda item, but at some point, please advise me, the chair or anyone else, as to when I would be able to make a motion that the board supports a new trial for Mumia.
To answer your question, I'd be happy to take that forward and try to see whether we can get some a national programming going. I think it's a very good idea, not only in regard to Mumia's case, but also into it sort of ties also into the discussion of death penalty and the criminal justice system, which a number of people have raised on the board. So I'd be happy to bring that forward to both Nathan and to the managers and see whether we could get somebody interested in producing something for us. Thank you.
Right, and I'd be happy to help with it in any way.
All right, well, you'll be the first one that I'll tell them to reach out to. Thank you.
Right, and Chair, could you advise me as to the when would be appropriate to bring forward a motion for the board to support or not, hopefully, support a new trial for Mumia?
If anybody can identify
somebody, please mute your television program there. We can, let's see, where would you like to do that? That'd be a new business here under new item.
Well, it wouldn't be, point of order, Mr. Chair. I don't think she meant today.
We don't have time right now.
When can she didn't. She's asking when it would be appropriate. I don't know that it would be today, but she could do it.
Doesn't have to be today. I mean,
could we put that on the next meeting? Margaret, could we put that on the next meeting agenda?
Yes, I would like that.
Could
you?
Okay, just send us what you like, and then we'll put it on the agenda next meeting.
Okay, I'll send around a draft, everyone.
Mr. Chair,
great, thank you.
Thanks,
yes,
Don White on the stack.
Oh. What, Don, can I ask you how long you've been on the call?
Okay, Mary, just one second, hold on. I can't hear, Mary, I can't hear.
Been on, okay.
Who was the first person?
This is Greg. I just needed to say one thing, which is that in a few minutes I'm going to have to drop off the call for just a couple of minutes to get from one place to another, and so I just did not want you to think I was disappearing completely. I will be back, but I'll stay here until this item is completed, and then I will drop off for a few minutes.
Don has...
It's a very short point. I just wanted to inform the board that the KPFK LSB passed a motion at its last meeting to urge KPFK to adopt an editorial policy calling for a new trial for Mumia, and the motion also went on to say that we would urge the Pacifica National Board to urge an editorial or an action around calling for a new trial for Mumia. So at the next meeting, we'll be bringing that motion along with whatever Margaret has to.
All right. Is it possibly
this is Ray.
Excuse me.
Just
please.
One second. Hold on. The time is up.
Time has expired 4 minutes ago.
Time has expired. Unless somebody makes a motion to extend it for a few minutes, we'll have to move to the next item.
Move the agenda.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg. And we'll move on to the next item. That's the digital distribution project.
Yes, and I'm going to have to leave the call, Mr. Chair, momentarily, but if you want information about the posting of that job, I'd like to provide it to you before I leave.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're leaving now?
I'm going to leave. I just have to be off the call for a few minutes, but I wanted you to know, relative to this item, that the job has been posted on Pacifica.org and on the four of the stations, sister stations' websites, all but WBAI, and as well as sent to all the GMs who were asked to send it to their paid and unpaid staff lists. We've also sent out a press release announcement to various organizations, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Participatory Culture Foundation, Senator for Digital Democracy and Creative Commons. So far, we have two applications, and it will also be on Craigslist this weekend. I just wanted you to know the status of the search for applications as you got into this discussion. And with that, I will leave the call for perhaps 5 minutes and rejoin you as soon as I can.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you very much. Okay. Anyone else want to talk about this item here?
This is Lydia.
Put that on there. Go ahead, Lydia.
Well, unfortunately, what I wanted to say were all questions directed to Greg, unless somebody else knows, is that I noticed that the postings did not have an end date for them. And I remember when we had previously discussed it, we had talked about a couple of weeks posting. And because it seems to be posted in waves, that they're still starting to post in different places. It's been up for a couple of weeks already. But I just wanted to see what, Greg, does anybody know what is envisioned as the end date for this? It seems.
I am still here, and I just want to tell you that as much as I would have liked to have seen all of these postings occur simultaneously, it is simply not possible to get people to respond that rapidly. And so the reason it looks like it's in waves is that there's a lag time between the time you make a request and the time you get a response. Frankly, I think if you were setting an end date, you would probably have to set it from today and give it another couple of weeks at the very least. So the end of the month would be a reasonable time. And that's why we didn't put an end date, because we anticipated we'd have that problem.
Okay, then this is Lydia, and I would like to then make a motion that we have an end date for this at for May 31st.
Lydia, can you wait for a few minutes when everybody speaks, and then at the end of that we can make a motion there to do that? Is that possible?
Okay.
Do we have to extend time?
We just started on
this. No,
I'm sorry, okay.
We're already quite late on it.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on the digital distribution?
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I just feel that if we've just made some new postings and we only have two applications so far, that May 31st is not realistic. I would amend to make it at least June 15th.
Well, point of order?
There's no motion right now, Wendy. No.
I moved. Lydia's motion.
No, he asked her to make it at the end of the discussion.
I'm sorry, okay. I ask people to keep that in mind.
Mary Berg, I'd like to speak to that.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I really hope people will think about twice about putting a date on it. Things, if we only have two applications, whether it's May 31st or June 30th, I don't see anything wrong till open till filled. It's much easier to tell people already it's filled than it is to they won't apply because they don't see it till the day after the end date. I've been on a whole number of hiring committees, and I don't think there's any. It just doesn't work very well, and you might lose some very good applicants because they don't bother to apply. And then you have to open it up again, and you look like a fool because, well, you know, it's closed, it's open, it's closed, it's open. And just say open until filled, and we'll fill it as fast as we can fill it. And that way we won't miss anybody.
Anyone else want to speak on digital distribution?